Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD, and in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we have a special episode.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This is actually my interview for the Inside Sales Summit, where I teach how to create a scalable sales process for your startup. So here's the deal. We've done this a few episodes ago. I think it was episode 256, Heat and Shah's Inside Sales Tips for Startups, where we published on the Startup Chat Heaton's interview for the Inside Sales Summit, which was a virtual summit where we interviewed over 50 experts, founders, sales leaders teaching their inside sales secrets. And that episode got a ton of positive responses, and a bunch of people asked us, why don't you publish Stelly's interview as well? So this is what we do today, people. You're going to listen to my interview. It's 46 minutes long, so it's a much longer episode than the typical Startup Chat. But I go into a lot of details. I'll talk about how to look at your sales funnel and how to identify problems there. I'll talk about benchmarks for your sales funnel, how to do outbound sales, how to do inbound sales. I'll talk about cold calling and cold emailing. So there's going to be a ton of stuff around my sales philosophy and sales tactics that I've seen used successfully at startups. So I hope that for people out there that are interested in that, this is going to be a super insightful episode. And for those of you that didn't catch Heaton's episode on the Inside Sales Summit and want to listen to that after listening to mine, just go to episode 256 and take a listen. Heaton typically doesn't talk a lot about sales, and he's kind of known as a marketing expert and product expert, but he's very dangerous when it comes to sales. And that interview in particular is very, very, very good, so I highly recommend it. All right, that's enough from me. Hope that you like the interview. And if you want to hear even more interviews around inside sales, you can just go to insidesalessummit.com, put in your email address, you'll get instant access to all the recorded interviews, over 50 of them. I hope you're going to like it. That's it for me. Now enjoy the interview.
Welcome to the Inside Sales Summit. This is our interview with Stelly FD. Stelly is the CEO of Close.io, the inside sales CRM of choice for startups and SMBs. Stelly is a sales hustler in every sense of the word. He's a Y Combinator alumni, advisor to several startups, is the author of The Ultimate Startup's Guide to Outbound Sales, amongst many other sales-related books. Stelly co-hosts a Startup Chat podcast with Heaton Shaw, where they share twice weekly episodes featuring unfiltered insights and actionable advice for anyone in the world of startups. And somehow, somewhere, Stelly also finds the time to speak about sales at events around the world, release daily videos, and write for the Close.io blog. Stelly, welcome to the summit.
Thank you so much. And don't forget, I'm your partner in crime in putting together the summit.
Right you are.
There you go.
How could I?
There you go. All right, that was a high energy intro. My God, Ryan, I'm pumped. Let's do this.
We're bringing it today. All right. So, Stelly, one thing you've written and spoken a lot about over the past few years is curating and perfecting your sales process with an inside sales team, you know, in particular. And if you've got a product that you know your existing customers are getting value from, but your sales funnel is leaking leads for some reason now, how do you go about trying to diagnose where things are falling off the rails?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that first step is to have a simple funnel so that you can attribute the leakage to a certain step in the funnel, right? So too often, we all like to be lazy with this. And if we're not converting as many prospects into customers as we'd like to, we'll just think maybe our pitch sucks. Maybe our salespeople suck. Maybe we need to train them, give them more material. We'll come up with some kind of a story, usually zeroed in on the end of the funnel, right? The final piece of the funnel. But oftentimes, the most leakage that I've found in most startups that I talk to are more in the top or the middle of the funnel. And so my first stop would be make sure you have the right data and you look at each step of the funnel. And a framework that I offer is the AQC framework, activity, quality, and conversion. I'll give you an example really, really quickly. Let's say we do a lot of calls. And we say, hey, every rep has 100 sales calls every day, and we only close one deal a day, whatever, right? And we want to close a lot more deals? How do we fix this? I always tell people, I don't fucking know, right? This is not enough information for us to know where the problem is. Here's what I would want you to do when you do calling. I would want you to track the number of dials. That's the activity part, right? So 100 dials a day. Then I want you to track the quality of that activity. And when we talk about calling, I would want you to know what is your reach rate. So if you dial 100 numbers, how many times do you actually reach the person you wanted to talk to, right? So now that we know how many people we've reached, I want to know how many of these people that we've reached are truly qualified prospects. People that once we ask some question and we learn a few things, we realize, yes, they should buy our solution. Then how many of those qualified leads and prospects ultimately close? That's the funnel you need to have, right? We have the activity level, that's $100. We know the quality of the activity, how many did we reach and how many of those that we reached did qualify. And then we know the conversion, how many of those that qualified closed. If I know this, the way of fixing your funnel could be very different, right? Let's say we dial 100 numbers and we only reach two people. If we reach two people out of 100, there's no fucking sales coaching that will get you to go from one close to two closes. You're never going to close every person you talk to. Never, right? So that's not going to be like the way to fix this is not to coach you on the closing side of things at the end of the funnel. The way to fix this is to realize our reach rate sucks, right? It's terrible. And that's the first thing we need to fix. This is actually, when it comes to calling, a lot of times the biggest problem is that people have way too low reach rates and their campaigns are kind of dead in the water that way. Now, let's say that we reach, you know, not two people, let's say we reach out of 150, right? We have a great reach rate. Half the people that we dial, we reach. But out of the 50, we only qualify two and then we close one. Again, closing is not the problem. The problem here is that we are dialing numbers and trying to reach and get in touch with people we should have never called. People that after we talk, we discover they are not our target customer. They should not purchase our product. So then we know it's a data and a lead quality problem. Then that's the way to fix it, right? And let's say we call 100 people, we reach 50. Out of the 50, 40 people qualify. So we have a really good quality of leads. And then out of the 40 that qualify, we only close one. Yes, bingo, boom. Now we know we have a closing issue, right? We don't know how to close. I would say, just to wrap this up, in a funnel like this, you want to, you know, if we dialed 100 numbers, we would want to have a reach rate that's at least in the 30% range, right? If you're less than 15%, you're fucked. Like, you're this is never going to work out. So you want to be above 15%, ideally in the 30%, the higher the better. Out of the people that we reach, we really want to qualify more than half of them, right? The higher the percentage, again, the better. But if it's less than 50% of the people that we reached ultimately qualified to purchase our product, we're calling the wrong numbers, right? That's the benchmark there. And then out of the people we qualified, you want to have a really high closing rate, right? You want to be way above 50%, 50 at the lowest level, 60, 70% ideally, because these are the people that we reached, we've talked to, and we've qualified. Out of those, we should close a really high percentage if possible. So that's how you approach a leaking funnel is you look at the basic numbers, you make it simple, you realize, you know, you look at the activity, at the quality of your activity and the conversion, and then you go top to bottom and try to fix these numbers if they look bad. And you always start at the top because if you fix something at the top of the funnel, the jumps at the end are going to be significant. That's the way to go. And it's not that complicated. But 9 out of 10 times, a company will not go through this exercise. They will just go, we're calling 100 people. We're only closing one. Let's coach our salespeople so they double their closing numbers, right? And then when they don't accomplish that, they don't know why. Everybody's frustrated and unhappy. The easy way to fix it is to look at the numbers in your funnel to identify where the problem is and fix that problem.
I love that. I mean, this is the most comprehensive answer I think I've gotten to this question. And I think it's really simple. It sounds intuitive, right? Like it's something that you make sound easy. So, you know, with that in mind, like moving on to the next question, because you knocked that completely out of the park. You've been in SaaS for nearly a decade talking about sales the entire time. I'm sure you've seen trends and come and go as far as how SaaS sales function. You know, the predictable model rather being one of them for sure. Do you feel that there have been any other large shifts in how SaaS leaders are approaching sales today?
Yeah, absolutely. 10 years ago when I moved to Silicon Valley from Europe, like sales was a dirty word in the Valley. Like tech companies were like, we don't want to have to do anything with sales. Here's how every business is going to grow. It's just going to be viral, right? Virality was the big thing. Well, first it was user-generated content. Then it was virality. Then it was mobile. Then it was social. Then it was, you know, whatever. Like there's all these fads and fashionable things that are happening. But for the longest period of time, founders that were doing SaaS companies, they didn't want to really have to build a sales team or think about a sales process. They really were thinking, how can we just do marketing? And how can we just kind of find a way that our customers bring more customers on their own and we don't have to work that hard on it? And I get it. It's a very sexy idea. I'd love that too, right? Just set something up, lean back, and boom, your thing is exploding and just getting more customers. It's just, you know, in the last 5 years, really, people started going, maybe this whole viral bottom-up user-generated thing isn't working in B2B, and maybe we do have to do some sales. And really, in the last 3 years, it's switched the other way around. And now, like, every B2B startup and founder is like, sales is so important. Let's hire salespeople. Let's read sales books. Let's go to sales events. Let's become really experts in sales. And it's gotten from something that was really neglected to something that now is at the center of many B2B companies. It's something that's really kind of highly in demand and desire. I do claim, you know, Closeio and I personally, we've played a little part in that shift. Like we've championed sales as an important part in business, and we've written a lot of content and hopefully influenced a lot of people to think differently about it. But so sales has gotten hot, right? And it's a hot topic, which is good and bad, the way I see it, right? Good because a lot of founders have, I think, a high chance for success because they have realistic expectations on what it will take to succeed, right? And I'm always in the corner of the founders and entrepreneurs out there. But bad because now you have better competition, right? Now when you are in B2B and you compete with somebody, they also are thinking about building a sales team and they are not as naive about it as they used to be. So that kind of sucks at times. I think, you know, there's really approaches that have gotten hot. There's things that get like a rebranding, right? So I'll give you an example. It used to be that people that would do prospecting and lead gen, they would be called prospectors, right? And that's not a really sexy name. And then boom, you know, Aaron Ross, who's a good friend and has been part of the summit, he came along and he called these people sales development representatives, SDRs. And like developing sales as a like just sounded better. And boom, all of a sudden, all these people wanted to be SDRs, all these companies started hiring for it. And it's functionally a job that has existed forever. It just has a cooler name now, right? So I think there's some rebranding in sales that is going on that makes some certain functions better. I think there's a lot of technology enablement going on in sales right now. That's very, very exciting. And, you know, Close as well, we've tried to play a role in this in really empowering salespeople to do their job better, but taking away all the manual data entry shit that they have to do and empower them to communicate better. One of my favorite things maybe that has changed and has gotten a lot better is just the basic philosophy of talking to customers and prospects. So again, we all in SaaS wanted to build self-serve funnels, right? So companies would come, they sign up for a free trial, they play around with the product, they fall in love, they put in their credit card, they pay, they start using it more and more, they pay us more and more and more and more, and we all lived happily ever after, forever. But the idea was the less we need to talk to people, the better, because talking to people isn't scalable, right? And everything needs to be scalable for it to be a great venture-backed